Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. That's the opening of Dmitri Kabalevsky's Comedian's Suite. These days, a musical suite usually refers to a collection of pieces originally written for an opera, a play, or a ballet, and then rearranged for concert performance. Kabalevsky's music was written for a play called The Inventor and the Comedians. Not comedians like Jay Leno or Chris Rock. The play was about traveling actors who went from town to town putting on a show, a lot like a circus. Some of Kabalevsky's music sounds a lot like circus music, for instance, the Comedian's Gallop. You've probably heard that instrument before. You might even have a toy one. That's a xylophone, which is very handy when you need a word that starts with X. If you've ever wondered where the name xylophone comes from, it's Greek to me and to everyone else. The xylo part is from the Greek word for wood, and phone means sound, like telephone. The xylophone in an orchestra is made of pieces of wood that make great sounds when they're hit with a mallet. After the gallop comes the slowest march in the world. And then a waltz. Four instruments take turns playing the tune. Clarinet, oboe, violin, flute. The next part of the suite is called pantomime. It sounds really Russian. Intermezzo is Italian for in the middle, and the intermezzo comes in the middle of the suite. That's followed by a lyrical scene. Then, the comedians dance a gavotte, which started out as a dance for French kings and queens. Scherzo is the Italian word for joke. In the scherzo of the Comedian's Suite, it almost sounds like they're playing tag. And to finish up, there's a rousing finale. A whirlwind gallop through the suite of incidental music that Dmitri Kabalevsky composed for the play The Inventor and the Comedians. You may not realize it, but you already know a lot of incidental music. More about that next time on Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.